You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today we are continuing, and I believe we'll conclude, our sermon series on critical race theory. And what we're going to look at today, we're going to ask the question, are all whites oppressors? Are all blacks victims and oppressed? And do whites owe an apology to blacks for what has happened in the past, the wrongs that have happened in the past in America over slavery? So we are going to look at this from a biblical standpoint, and we're also going to expose some agendas that are underlying this whole topic and why this is actually being brought up today. One of the things that we talked about last week, we asked the question last week, is America systemically racist? And we actually showed from many different examples that America is not systemically racist. There are certainly racists that live today, but if America was systemically racist, would people of color be willfully immigrating into America? The answer is probably no. We currently have people legally and illegally coming into this country, people of color. There are some people who do discriminate. There are some people who do actually look at and do oppress. But the vast majority of people don't do that anymore in America. And we talked about the Nigerians. They're black. They come here to America. The majority of them, they have a higher percentage of Nigerians that immigrate to America that have college degrees, postgraduate degrees, and they earn a higher wage than the average population, which would not be possible if we had systemic racism in America. We recently went to the Florida Family Policy Council dinner where Dennis Prager, who is a Jew, spoke. One of the points that Dennis Prager made is that prior to World War II, Jews were not immigrating to Germany. Germany was systemically racist, and Jews knew that and were not immigrating. But there are people from Africa today that are willfully immigrating to America because America is not systemically racist. One of the things that we didn't mention last week is that the system is, to some extent, actually rigged today. And it is rigged in the opposite way of what most people that are looking at systemic racism are alleging. If you apply to a college and you put down that you are African American, you actually have a better chance of getting into that college than a white person would have, and a far better chance of getting into that college than someone who is of Asian descent would have. In fact, the Asians today are actually largely discriminated against in entrance to colleges because there's this idea that we need to have that the population of the college needs to mirror the population of the United States of America. And there are way more Asians that qualify to enter into colleges than actually are admitted. By the way, Thomas Sowell actually argues that allowing a black person into a college, and many times when they do, they have a higher percentage of black people entering college, what they actually do, they're lowering the standards. So they're allowing blacks into a college that they otherwise would not qualify for, except for by their race. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended his life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience. You don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. And, you know, we do this on a regular basis for people, helping people out. And, of course, you know, we're here to answer your computer questions. And I know one thing I just do want to alert you in case you missed the shows from last week and the week before and the week before that. The last few weeks, we've been going over what to look for in a new computer, whether you purchase the new computer from a Faster PC or whether you go to, you know, especially, I mean, really, you probably don't need to know really as much if you come to a Faster PC, because we can help you through, that process. We can show you some of the options that you have, and we can actually explain, well, you know, how you can make the system faster, how you could save some money, but, you know, it would
probably decrease the speed some. But, you know, we do build custom computers, which means that we can actually build one to meet the specs that you may have or someone else may have. We also can custom order laptops, again, to meet your needs. But, you know, if you're going to a big box store, you're going online and you're purchasing something, you know, you want to save money. Definitely you want to save money, but you want to make sure that you're getting a good, you're wanting to make sure that you're actually getting a good deal for your money, that you're getting your money's worth, that you're not going to get ripped off. And what do I mean by ripped off? Well, what I'm talking about here, you know, what happens if you go out and you get a great deal, but you actually have a slower computer than the one you already are, the one you're replacing? Well, what would actually, how good would that, how, what would that help you? It definitely wouldn't really provide much for you. It would be something that really, would not really benefit you too much. I mean, I wouldn't say that if you, hey, I got a great deal, I only paid $300, but by the way, it is slower than the one I had before. But it's a great deal. No, I wouldn't consider that a great deal. So, anyway, we talked about what to look for in the last few weeks. You can go watch those videos, and hopefully they'll help you out so that you can actually learn, and so that you can make, you know, one of the things we like to say is don't let this happen to you. So this is something that definitely you want to make sure that you are not falling prey to that, that you're not going to go out and actually get a computer that is slower than the one that you already have. So watch those videos to learn that. You know, we did go over the type of drive to get, the size of the drive to get, how you can determine how much space you're currently using so that you can determine what size drive to get for the future. And in addition to that, we also went over how much RAM to get, how much what the speed of the CPU, and how to compare the speed of the CPU on a computer that you may be looking at to the speed of the computer that you currently have. So watch those past videos so that you can learn, and so that you can gain information about that. Now, so again, we don't want you to make the mistake of buying a new computer that is slow. And by the way, some people spend quite a bit more than $300 and still get a computer that is slower than the one that they already have. And the idea of buying a new computer that's slower is not a good idea to me. Certainly, you know, if you're driving down the road and you're used to driving in a Ferrari, well, you probably don't need to go quite as fast as that Ferrari will go. But with computers, you want to be able to get as much done as you can get done in the least amount of time, especially if you're using it for business. Now, we have a lot of seniors, and many of them are on fixed budgets, and some seniors tell us that they have more time than money. So the time, the speed of the computer doesn't matter. But even if the speed of the computer doesn't matter to you, you still wouldn't want to go out and spend $300 on a new computer that's slower than the one you already have. Because, again, if you're on a fixed budget, if that money is something that's difficult to come by, well, you don't want to go out and actually spend the money and find out that you actually have a computer that is worse than the one that you're replacing or slower than the one you're replacing. It doesn't make good sense. Just keep the one you already have. In fact, one of the things that we have done, that we do here at A Faster PC, we've mentioned this in the last few weeks, and we've actually shown demonstrations. You know, I can't remember. It was probably 2 or 3 months ago. We actually upgraded a computer for a organization, and this computer was fairly slow, and we actually upgraded it with an SSD drive. And we did actually on the radio show, we did a before and after demonstration. So you can see how long it took to boot into Windows and then how long it took with the SSD drive. So we had them all both ready to go, and we showed you that comparison. We've seen computers that go from a 5-minute boot time with just doing a data transfer, which makes a mirror image of the computer that you currently have, to like a 1-minute boot time. Now, that's still a 1-minute boot time is still a long time for an SSD drive, because with a clean install on an SSD drive, most people can, on most computers, even slow computers, can get to the desktop in less than 20 seconds with an SSD drive. My computer, I can reboot my computer, type my complex password, and be back at the desktop in 13 seconds. I've timed it. It's amazing how fast the SSD drives are. And an SSD drive, especially if your computer has a drive that is damaged and needs to be replaced, an SSD drive makes sense, and because it's not too much more expensive than a planar hard drive, especially if you don't need as big of a drive, and we can actually go ahead and put that in. And we do have customers that are upgrading just so that, because they want to go faster. And by the way, I'm one of those. My computer came with a platter hard drive, and I upgraded it to an SSD drive. And I also I initially did a data transfer, which, again, that's where we make an image of your current drive so that your new drive works just like the old drive. All of the programs are there. All of the settings are there. All the data is there. Your computer will connect to your wireless network if it did before. If it printed to a printer before, it will do that. It'll work exactly like it did before, except faster. If we go and do a complete clean install, you're going to be even faster. And when we do a clean install, you will have to reconnect to wireless networks if you were connected before. You'll have to reinstall printer drivers. You'll have to reinstall programs that don't come with Windows. And so, you know, there is some extra work. And when I got my SSD drive, I first did a data transfer, that image process that I'm talking about. And then after a few months, I did the clean install. And of course, the clean install for me requires a lot of work because I have a lot of programs. Some of them I use every day. Some of them I use periodically. And I needed to get those installed. And those did take some time to get installed. But, it was worth it because the speed that I was able to gain with that. And the point is, many people with your own computer can go faster than even a new computer with a platter hard drive. Even with a slower processor, you can go faster with an SSD drive compared to a new computer with a platter drive. And not all new computers are fast, by the way. Some are slower than the one you already have.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back, ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems in the shop as well. One thing that I do want to go over, and we go over the various scams that are out there quite a bit, but there are a few scams that, you know, no matter how many times we go over these, there are scams that people fall for. And we help people when they fall for scams, maybe let a scammer into their computer and let the scammer have access to their computer. And you don't know what data they saw, what they did to your data, what they did to your computer. Typically, when you let a scammer in, if you let a scammer in, typically they're going to
They're going to have one remote software, but they're going to have a backup way of getting into your computer also. So we do help our customers after the fact in getting their computer cleaned up, scanning for infections, making sure that the system is clean and free from infections. And in addition to that, we also help our customers with making sure that the scammers can't get back into their system. And by the way, we provide remote support now. So if you are not sure, if you get an email or you get a phone call and you're not sure whether it's legitimate and you need someone that understands technology and someone that understands the scams that are out there and understands whether this email that you got is a legitimate email or understands whether the phone call that you're on is a legitimate phone call. Well, you can call us. By the way, if you're on the phone with a cell phone, you may not know this. If it's a smartphone, you can actually navigate back, put the phone on speaker, and navigate to a location, to your phone app, and you can actually dial a second phone call. It'll put the first phone call on hold. You can even tell the people, I need to call someone to check this out. Please wait a minute. I'll merge them in. You can actually call us, get us on the phone, and then you can merge the calls together. That's a three-way call. We could actually be on the line with you and the scammer to help you with that. If it's maybe an email and you're not quite sure whether the email is legitimate, we can actually help with that and actually look at, and we do this on a regular basis, we can actually look at the email and determine whether that's a legitimate email or not. One thing, one of the scammers that we just heard about recently, and this was actually one of our customers there, someone that they know fell for this, and she mentioned it to me, and you probably have heard about these types of scams. You might even have received one of these types of calls, and you probably have received emails like this where someone has a situation where they're stuck. You know, maybe they got into a car accident, or they're in jail, or they're stuck in another country. They need some money to help them get out of the mess that they're in. Well, again, a lot of these are scams, but they'll use a name that you know. Sometimes even someone that you're related to. And most of us, if we have the means, if we have the ability to help someone out, and they truly are in need, you don't want to enable irresponsible behavior, but if someone really is in need, many people will help out, especially older people will help out their grandchildren or their nieces, their nephews. And the problem is the scammers know this, and they know the names before they call or before they send the email. They know the names of the people that you're related to, and they actually are able to use their names. They're able to say that they are this person. And the scam that we just heard about, the person that was on that received the call said that the call sounded just like their nephew. So I'm not sure exactly how they did that, but one way, and the way that our customer was speculating, was that when you receive a call and you talk on the phone, well, the call could be it could be really just a phishing call to get your voice, to get it on a recording, And then to use a computer and artificial intelligence to reproduce that voice to be able to carry out a conversation and to present a pitch that sounds just like someone that you love, someone that you know, and this person is supposedly in trouble and needs help, and you can actually help them. And this, by the way, is the largest threat that I have ever heard about. But this person apparently actually went to the bank and took out $10,000 in cash, and a car came up to the front of their house and picked it up. And it wasn't even obvious. It was a scam. It wasn't the person who they were alleging this to be. So you want to watch out, because I don't care how much money you have. And we have a lot of seniors. They are on fixed income, and you know, a lot of people couldn't afford $10,000. But you know, we have a lot of customers that, you know, if they spend $300, waste $300 on a scam, or we've seen some of them that waste $700 on a scam. And sometimes you can get the money back, but sometimes there's no way to do it. So some things to think about here. You know, if you receive a phone call that says, "Hey, your computer is infected," or that says "We're Amazon and we're calling to verify your order. Did you make an order for," and they'll give it, you know, probably a larger amount than you normally would make an Amazon order. And your immediate thought would be, "No, that wasn't me. How do I correct this?" And you think that this is Amazon on the phone. You give them your banking information. They tell you that they're refunding money, but really what they're doing is they're stealing your information, and they're going to use your card somewhere else, or your bank account somewhere else, or they're going to withdraw some money somehow. They're going to transfer money to another account. So you've got to watch out for these scams, and just realize, go to your bank, make sure that, you know, did this really happen? Was there any fishy charges? If there are fishy charges, challenge them immediately. Don't wait. Don't think, "Hey, this is going to go over. This is going to pass over. This is not going to happen." Don't wait. You need to actually get it taken care of ASAP. Anytime someone that you're on the phone with wants to ask, and you don't know this person, and they want to allow them to access your computer, you need to be very cautious and don't do that. And in fact, I would suggest that you check with someone that you know and trust. Check with a local computer repair shop, someone that you can go in and talk to. We have customers that do this all the time. We have customers, even if they want us to come to their house, they will walk into our door and schedule us to come out there. Of course, we have customers that pick up the phone and call us. And we have customers that receive an email that they're not sure about, or they receive a call that they're not sure about, and they call us and they avoid these types of problems. But then we have other customers that fall for these scams, and they're, some of them are actually out some money. The people that withdrew $10,000, they weren't our customers, but they were friends of a customer, but you know, they're out money. We have had customers that have the scammers actually had them call their bank and pre-authorize a transaction. Well, their bank has them recorded saying, "You authorized this transaction." So what happens? Well, they can't they can't challenge it. They can't say, well, I didn't do that. That wasn't me. You know, when you call the bank and you authorize a transaction, that's a dangerous thing. So you want to actually, we have customers that will call us and they'll have us check out an email, or they'll tell us about something that they received a phone call. And we actually help them out and help them avoid the scam. On a regular basis, I receive emails that say, and this is something that's happening, and we get, you know, our customers ask us about this, and they check, well, is this legitimate? Because you know what? People don't know. They don't know. A lot of people, you know, you don't know. You might subscribe to Norton. You might subscribe to McAfee. You might subscribe to Malwarebytes. We've seen emails, and I get them also, saying your Norton product just renewed for $500. If you have if you want to cancel, call this number. Well, the number you're calling is not Norton. And by the way, they're not, and it's not Norton that's sending this out. It's a scammer that's sending it out. Someone that wants to separate you from your money. And what they would do is probably, you know, they're going to want to get your bank account information. They're going to want to get your debit card information. They're going to tell you that they're refunding money, but really they're going to be charging you money. You want to protect yourself. I get emails saying, you know, from McAfee, from Norton, also from the Geek Squad, from Best Buy. And by the way, the Geek Squad's not sending out these emails, but they're saying, we're renewing your subscription. If you want to cancel this, give us a call. And again, you're going to be calling someone, but they may answer Geek Squad. They may say that they're from Best Buy, but that doesn't make it so. You can always call the source, not from the phone number that is in the email, or if the person calls you, don't take their word at that they are legitimate. Actually, get on the phone, with the company. You should be able to find the company. And one thing we want to make sure, and we've even demonstrated here, when you do a search, just know that not every search result that comes up is the company you're looking for. We even did, and I demonstrated it here, a few months ago, using a Windows computer and Microsoft Edge with the Bing search engine. It's all Microsoft, searching for Microsoft's login page. And the first entry was a non-Microsoft page that wanted to sign me up with a tech support company so that they could actually help me log in to Microsoft. And all I was doing was searching for the Microsoft account login page, which I, by the way, know I was doing that for a demonstration purpose to show you that even Microsoft will misdirect their customers to another site to where they can sign up for a service if they make maybe 25 cents off of that click. So you do have to be cautious.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. You and we are here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you in the shop as well. And you know, this is something that we do on a regular basis. So if you missed the last segment of the show, or maybe you didn't you didn't catch all that, you want to hear it again, you can go right after the show's over. You can go over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC. You can get there again by searching for A Faster PC at facebook.com. You can also go over to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio, which will take you to our Facebook page, and you can watch that because there is some good information in there that can help protect you from scammers. Now,
You know, just wanted to go over some of the things that we have dealt with. We have, we did actually have a computer came in that came in yesterday where the person did receive a phone call that said they were from Amazon and they were calling to verify an order. And this was a, you know, I don't know, a $500 order, somewhere around there. You know, if you didn't place a $500 order, your first inclination would be to be alarmed and to want to challenge this. And if you believe that the person that you're speaking to is actually from Amazon, you believe them and you take them at their word for it, well, you can fall for some scams there. Now, you know, here's the thing. Again, what you want to do really is you want to verify that you are speaking to Amazon. You know, I even, if I get a call from someone that says they're my bank, well, how do I know that they're my bank? Well, the only way I know is I have added my bank's phone number into my address book. And I've actually verified that that phone number is associated with my bank. And when I get a call, because sometimes your bank will call, and you want to know, and in fact, the first time they call, you're not going to necessarily know. So how do you call them? Well, the best way to call your bank, take out the card out of your wallet and call the number on the back of the bank, back of the card, and talk to someone, and then find out whether the fraud department calls you. And whether the number they called you from is a legitimate phone number. And if it is, you can add that phone number to your contact list so that that phone number is now in your phone so that the next time you receive a phone call from that person, from that phone number, you know that it's a legitimate phone call. Although, I can tell you that spammers, scammers, they can spoof phone numbers. I mean, this is something that can be done, and a lot of phone calls that are made today are made by something called VoIP, V-O-I-P, or Voice Over Internet Protocol is what it stands for. In fact, if you have Comcast for your telephone service, your telephones that you're using in your house or your office are actually VoIP. Voice over IP, and if you have AT&T Uverse and you have phone lines provided through them, they actually are voice over IP. This is how they work. This is how phone lines are provided today. Some people still have the old copper landlines, but AT&T really doesn't want you to use those copper landlines. They will actually give you a better deal to switch over to their Uverse, which is going to use voice over IP. So this is something just to know. If you have a voice over IP, can actually be done, you know, through companies, but it also can be done. There are ways to actually do it yourself on your own server. And so the scammers actually get a phone number, and they're actually able to configure their a server to actually make internet phone calls using this phone number, and then they're able to spoof the caller ID name and number, so that when you receive the call, it says it's coming from your bank. So it's still, even if you get a call and it says it's coming from that number, it still would probably be good, a better idea, you know, even though it'll take more time. I know it'll take more time to call your bank or to call you know, a vendor and get on the phone with the right person, but at least you know that who you're talking to. And I want to actually go over how you would actually get a phone number. Well, first of all, you would want to get, you know, if it's your bank, you would want to actually go to your bank's website, and your bank's website will actually have a phone number. Now, one of the things I think that always is amazing to me and interesting to me is how many of our customers actually do searches for their bank's website and don't really remember that bankofamerica.com is the website address of Bank of America. Or if you're banking with PNC, PNC.com is their website address. Many of the, you know, it's just, I mean, you just see that Truist is now, you know, a merger between BB&T and SunTrust. So Truist.com, although, you know, if you type BB&T.com or SunTrust.com, it'll forward you to those places. So these are places that, you know, these are ways that you can actually go, and you can actually go right to the website. Now, I'm going to switch over to a full screen just to show how you can actually go out and do a search. Now, you're typically with browsers, modern browsers, you can actually do a search using your default search engine in the address bar of your browser or on a new tab page. You open up a new tab, and by the way, a tab, if you look on my screen, I have several websites open right now, and those are each in tabs. And there's, in most websites, there's a plus sign. Some of them, there might be a rectangular symbol to the right of the tabs, but many of them have plus signs. A plus sign will open a new tab. If you're just opening up the browser to begin with, you'll only have one tab probably, unless you have it configured to open up more than one. But you can actually do a search right in that top field. Now, one thing to just be aware of is that there are plugins that can change your search engine from a default search engine or a major search engine like Google or Bing or Yahoo or DuckDuckGo to another search engine. In fact, a lot of antivirus companies want to provide searches for you, and they actually will use Ask. And a lot of times the Ask searches, well, they're going to come up with a lot of advertisements. So, you know, the search engine that really is designed or marketed to protect you in some ways will not protect you. Now, if you install certain browsers or certain plugins, like you could go and be searching for weather, or you could be searching for how to convert a PDF, and you can find an app or a plugin that'll help you with that. But a lot of times those plugins bring other plugins, and you've got to read the fine print because you're actually agreeing to having other things searching. You're actually agreeing to having these other plugins installed, and some of those will change your default search engine into what I would call kind of a scammy search engine, where when you do a search, you're going to see very different results than you would see, and a lot of them are going to be ads. Just be aware that even with many of the good search engines, you know, the big major search engines, you're still going to see ads. If we went to Google.com and did a search, we would see ads. But we can actually go. I use DuckDuckGo most of the time, but sometimes I use Google. And if I want to use Google, I just type in the address bar Google.com, and then I can do a Google search. Now, let's say though that I wanted to search for Bank of America because I didn't remember that bankofamerica.com is the website of Bank of America. And by the way, I would think that, you know, if you can't remember that bankofamerica.com is the website of Bank of America and you bank with Bank of America, then you can create a shortcut. I'll show you in just a minute how to create a shortcut. But what we want to do is actually do Bank of America, and we just want to actually do a search for it. Now, what you want to actually see, you see here, bankofamerica.com is the first result that comes up. So if we went to that site, what we're going to do, this is the actual physical official site. Now, you see that it's bankofamerica.com. Now, if we found a page that said something like bankofamerica.somethingelse.com, the Bank of America is just a subdomain, and that's what the scammers will do to try to trick you. But we're going to actually scroll on down here, and we're going to go on down, and you're going to see toward the bottom, you'll see Contact Us. And when you get to Contact Us, they actually have information here, and there's different ways that you can get help, and you want to actually find the numbers. Again, you can probably find the numbers right on the back of your debit card. That's probably the best way to do it. But you can also find financial centers, and when you find financial centers, they will have their number as well. So you want to actually go to the source and make sure that you're going to the actual source. Like, for instance, if you're not sure, go, Amazon.com is the Amazon website. If you did a search and you found another website that's not Amazon.com. Now I've got several tabs or several programs open and applications open here. So I'm going to go out and see if I can go to the desktop. So this is how to create a shortcut. You want to go out to the desktop. Holding down the Windows key plus D will take you to the desktop. Now, I'm going to go through this quickly, but verbally describe it for those that aren't watching. You want to right-click on a blank spot on your desktop, go up to New, go over and down to Shortcut. So when you right-click, it brings up a pop-up menu. You go to New, you go over, you go down to Shortcut, left-click. Go ahead and type out the address. So if it's Bank of America, you're gonna type this in the list. Go ahead and click Next. You can actually type Bank of America and click Finish, and this will actually.
We're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Critical Race Theory and Its Implications. Should we divide people based on their race as oppressors and oppressed? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent His only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended His life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus.